Welcome back to the Pax Europiana podcast. I'm very happy that you're listening to this podcast, and I would like to explain now at the start of the second phase of Pax Europiana the new seven podcasts which I will do. And the first seven ones were directed on the global system and the institutional order. You have followed it possible about Euro enlargement, NATO enlargement, OECD enlargement, OSCD enlargement, the Council of Europe enlargement, and obviously WTO enlargement and UN. That's called the Seven Sisters. And then to go into the next level, in the next phase, which I start now, is basically then to explain the seven institutional issues which the EU directly, internally, more or less, can do on the European continent, and the seven institutions and methods and tools which the EU directly, also with support of the Americans, no doubt, but more or less that's all things we should be able to do ourselves. Yeah? It's basically Euro enlargement, it's Schengen enlargement, it's the free trade agreements which we should complete, the Regional Cooperation Council for the Southeastern European countries and Ukraine, the Central European Free Trade Area, like secondary trade area east of the EU, and the Eastern Partnership, and the recognition of Kosovo for the non-recognizers, which we sadly still have. And that's the seven institutions or on topics. It's a bit of a, you know, some is, of course, the relations with Kosovo, Eastern Partnership. It's a mix of things, but they should be all more or less issues on the European continent. We should really, with good effort, be able to do ourselves. And that is basically the next level of institutions I would like to discuss. Again, I have already mentioned the seven big ones. Now we go for the seven European ones. And then in the third level, I will discuss the sub-organizations in Southeastern Europe and their enlargement and their reform and their utility in the coming decade. And that's basically now for the second etap, for the second phase of this podcast. I will talk about the Euro, about Schengen, about the European Free Trade Agreements, about the Regional Cooperation Council, SEFTA, and the Eastern Partnership, and our relation with Kosovo and the recognition with Kosovo. That's the task for the coming next seven podcasts, which I will do. So I hope you enjoyed. I hope it's interesting for you. And I hope for your support as well in the implementation of this strategy in the coming years. And I'm looking forward. And I will now come to an end here with this introduction and start with Eurozone enlargement and Euro adoption. Thanks a lot for listening.